So how's everything going? How's the off season been?
Everything's been good. You know, I'm kind of anxious. I mean, kind of ready to get back started. But had a lot of free time, so I've been working out and things like that. But I'm ready to get back going now.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, you know, there were glowing reviews coming out of OTAs based on, you know, the performance you were putting on there. Some people in the reports out there calling you a dangerous weapon, and that you were lining up at various positions on the field, whether it be a receiver, running back, tight end. I mean, what's going on with you?
The offensive coordinator has been, you know, trying a lot of different things. So he's been moving me around a lot. You know, I'm sometimes lined up in the backfield, sometimes out wide, sometimes on the line. Basically, been moving me around a whole lot and trying to, I guess, use the things that I do well, you know, to his advantage, which is something he's been doing a really good job of, not only with me, but with, you know, a lot of other players as well.
Right. I mean, so you are playing some inline tight end? You're not just splitting out wide? You're playing inline?
Yeah. I do sometimes play inline.
Okay.
As well.
I mean, it seems that you're doing this, you know, from these reports and what you're saying, a little bit more than what you did in your rookie season under Coach Sperano. Is that an accurate statement?
I'm sorry, I couldn't get a first part of this. Could you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, sure. I was just saying that, you know, with you lining up on the various positions as you're talking about, I mean, it seems like things may be headed in the direction where you'll be doing this a little bit more than what you did in your rookie season under Coach Sperano. Is that an accurate statement?
The way it's looking, you know, under Sperano at times, you know, I started out playing, you know, a lot of fullback, which is something that, you know, when I came in, he told me something that I have to know how to do in order, you know, you can't just always run past it. You have to be able to block as well. So I believe that had a lot to do with me working a lot of fullback last year, just kind of molding me into being able to do, you know, more than one thing and not being, you know, so predictable, you know, being unpredictable, being able to block and run routes. So I believe this year they're kind of, you know, doing the same thing. I work getting the fullback, but at the same time, you know, they like to compare mismatches, but, you know, they're having lined up all over.
Right. I mean, that's similar to what you had at Tulsa, right? I mean, how has your time at Tulsa in the hybrid role really benefited you going through these initial practices under the new offense?
It's big because my coaches at Tulsa could have easily, not my freshman year, you know, they could have just been, you know, you like where you are right now, so we'll keep doing that, just having you all out and take you out on run plays. But they did, you know, they wanted me to be that complete player. So it was things like my sophomore year, I played a little more fullback. My senior year, I played a lot more tight end. So I remember I went to the Senior Bowl, and a coach told me, he said, the more you can do in this league, the better chance you have of making it. So I feel like, you know, in the long run, that helps you be able to line up in multiple spots.
Yeah, I mean, and especially with the emergence of, I mean, all the tight ends across the league and the joker tight end position, definitely something that's beneficial for you. I mean, being positioned all over the field, as you're talking about, you're obviously very versatile, which is obviously fantastic. However, many guys take versatility as almost like, you know, a utility player, jack of all trades, master of none. Does it concern you at all?
No, it doesn't concern me. You know, I feel like being able to do multiple things is I feel like it helps me out, and I feel like it works in my favor. But, you know, at the same time, you want to be good at a lot of different things. So I'm trying to break that stereotype of, you know, he couldn't just line up a tight end, you know, play a whole game there if you need to. You know, I want to be able to see people that, you know, whether they wanted me to play fullback for a whole game, I can do it. If they wanted me to line up, play tight end, I can do it. You know, wherever they need me, I feel like, you know, I want to be, you know, one of those guys who can plug in one spot if they need, be, and I can, you know, play, you know, wherever.
Right. I mean, Coach Philbin, Mike Sherman, they're both creative offensive minds. And, you know, like you said, they're going to use your versatility, create mismatches. I mean, what are you really hearing? And you alluded to it a little bit, but what are you hearing from the coaching staff as far as the plan for your involvement in the offense this season?
Well, the coach, you know, you don't hear much from the coach staff. They do a good job of keeping things kind of under wraps. But I get a sense that you know they want to, like I said, get a bunch of players in this offense isolated on, you know, whether it's me or Anthony Cassano on a linebacker. You get Devon Best on a linebacker inside. I feel like they do whatever they can in their power to get those matchups and get us isolated on somebody, and we feel like we should win. So, I mean, I feel like they do a pretty good job of that. But, you know, like I said, I kind of get a sense that that's what they want to do, but they do a good job of keeping things on the wrap. You know, they don't tell people certain things. I guess they don't want someone getting too comfortable with what I'm trying to say.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Coach Philbin used JerMichael Finley in Green Bay, similar to how it sounds you're going to be used, you know, to create the mismatches up the seam against the linebackers. You know, with the emergence of many hybrid players, you take, I don't know, Aaron Hernandez in New England, Gronkowski even is playing a little bit of that. There's just various guys across the league. I mean, do you feel like you're going to be used in that way, that you're just going to really be, you know, splitting the seam and you're going to create those mismatches going downfield?
I hope so. You know, I feel like that's one of the things I do best is, you know, getting messed up on a linebacker and running routes up the seam. You know, I hope that's the plan. You know, looking at guys like Aaron Hernandez and Gronkowski, and you can't help but notice other guys across the league who have success doing those things. But, you know, I see those guys and feel like, you know, that's something that I could do pretty well. So,
right.
You know, time will tell. So, you know, I'm focusing on, you know, wanting to have a good camp and just taking it from there.
And, you know, let's go back to last year, November. Linebacker, your teammate, Kevin Burnett, said that you were a raw player and, you know, quote, once he learns the game, once he figures out how to use all his tools, he'll go from being a good to great player. And right now, he's just dangerous because he doesn't know how good he can be. Quite a compliment coming from an NFL vet of 7 years. How do you feel about that?
I mean, that's big. You know, you're talking about one of the better cover linebackers in the league. You know, a guy who's doing it all. And, you know, he helps me out a lot. I go to him at practice, and, you know, if I would just run, you know, if they tell me to run a route, I'll route. I would just run it, you know, textbook how I was drawn on the paper, not knowing that, you know, how you spam a route is important and head space and all kinds of things. I learned stuff like that from guys like Carlos Dansby and Kevin Burnett, you know, who tell me stuff like that. So, I mean, that's big. He's a guy ultimately I respect a whole lot. You know, he comes to work every day and works hard, and is one of the best at what he does. And, you know, to have a compliment like that, that's big.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a comment back in November that I took note of, and I was like, wow. I mean, when he refers to you using all your tools, you know, once you figure that out, what do you think he's referring to?
That's back to what I was saying when I say that, you know, spinning routes. Because, you know, good luck cover linebackers like Kevin Burnett, when you spin the routes, I mean, the minute you come off the ball, they have a sense just by how you spin the route or what route you're going to run. And you have to use things like that to deceive guys like that. You can't just always use speed to beat someone. A problem I had when I first came in and, you know, I just tried to outrun everybody, but you can't outrun everybody in this league. And, you know, it's certain things like that the whole mental aspect, just being able to read things, pre-snap reads. A lot of times last year I would just, you know, get my route, and I was going to run that route regardless. I didn't really have a sense of what kind of defense defense was in. But as you get older, as you gain more experience, you know, tend to pick things like that up.
Right.
Just by, okay, this linebacker's aligned on you this way. Okay, this stage is right here. You know, that means that they're possibly being this coverage, or, you know, things like that, just noticing things like that. So I guess you learn a lot with experience. And, you know, it's a lot. I still have a lot to learn, but, you know, working with guys like that every day, you know, I I'm truly lucky.
I mean, how much have you picked up of that at this point? I mean, you mentioned that it was something you needed to pick up in your rookie year and continue to improve upon. When you compare how you finished up last season to where you feel you're at today after the start of off-season activities through the past couple months, I mean, obviously you have training camp ahead of you here, but, I mean, how would you rank or rate your improvement in those areas that you mentioned?
I feel like I've come a long way. You know, I have a position coach, you know, Dan Campbell, who, you know, who's a guy who's been in that fire. He's played for a long time in this league, but he's a guy who works with me, and his expectations of me are, you know, higher than, you know, what a lot of people are. And he's always pushing me to be, you know, he tells me, you know, play. You could be really good, like, despite what anybody ever says or anything, like, you could be good and things like that. But he's a guy who always pushes me in to learn those things. And he, you know, he tells me all the time if I use all my tools and things like that, that I could be real good. So, I mean, he's a guy who's taught me a lot. And I feel like I've come a long way.
I mean, what do you think is your biggest hurdle at this point to becoming dangerous, like Kevin Burnett said?
I'd say just being able to become unpredictable. You know, still, you know, times I'm on the line and, you know, I played against guys like Cameron Wake and, you know, guys like Carlos Dansby every single day who can just look in my stands and tell sometimes whether I'm running around or a run blocking or things like that. So, it's the attention to detail, basically, is I think what Kevin's getting to. Once I pick up the small things, you know, that's you know, something that'll make me a lot better.
Right. I mean, are those the things now, those small things that you're looking to improve upon as you're heading into training camp here? Is that your biggest focus at this point?
Yeah, right now it's just getting those small things, you know, run blocking, you know, your footwork, you know, and you can never get too good at something. So, of course, I still want to work on catching the ball and things I did well, you still want to polish up on those things. But the attention to detail is the main focus for me in this camp.
Right. I mean, right now, obviously, the departure of Brandon Marshall to Chicago, the receiving corps of the Dolphins, you know, you seem to need, from at least my perspective, I won't speak for you, a playmaker for 2012. I mean, there's a lot of role players you guys have. You have Devon Best, Brian Hartline, Ocho Cinco, or I guess now Chad Johnson he's back to. But there's a lot of guys who are role players, reliable guys, but there's not necessarily that playmaker, game breaker. I mean, who are guys that we should be watching to emerge as the Dolphins playmaker in 2012, yourself included?
I feel like it's a lot of guys. You know, outside of Miami, there's not many people who think that, you know, this offense will do much. I don't think this receiving core will be big. And I beg to differ. You know, I feel like this receiving core works the best out of any receiver, and I've been in the league 1 year, so that, but I feel like it's the best receiving core that we've had since I've been here. You know, it's a lot of unselfish guys who come in and work. To just pick one person to be hard, because I feel like we got a lot of guys who can take over the game right now. And
right.
You know, I feel like come September, I feel like a lot of people's perspective on the Dolphins receiving core will be changed. So I feel like, you know, you take any of those guys. Devon Best, who can take over a game at any point. Brian Hartline makes a big play all the time to take over a game. Then we got, you know, new guys like Legadu Nene. You know, he's real good. Got, you know, came from Carolina. Guys like Julius Pruitt, you know, he's been a household name on things like special teams, but, you know, it's come a long way as a receiver. And, you know, and then you add Chad Johnson to that, you know, a guy who can bring, you know, a lot to the table. You know, it, coming in, you know, a lot of people was always saying that, oh, he's getting older. He had, 15 receptions in the ring. But I'm, you know, the very first day I saw him, sometimes I'm like, I don't know what people were talking about. That, I mean, it doesn't look like he was off the step. But, I mean, he's a good-looking guy. And then he brings his veteran leadership, and, you know, he can, you know, got some knowledge on the minds of those young development receivers we have, and I feel like we're in good hands right now.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I figured that the type of response I get from you a lot. I personally think you're being humble. I actually just recently wrote an article on you and talking about why I believe that you'll be the breakout player, the playmaker for the Dolphins. I was hoping to get that out of you, but I figured you weren't gonna. I figured you weren't gonna throw that out there. So, I mean, what about the quarterback position? You obviously had time last year to develop chemistry with Matt Moore. David Garrard's obviously added to the mix. Drafted Ryan Tannehill as well. Three guys in the mix at this point. I mean, how are all these guys looking at this point?
I tell you what, I feel like those three guys might be the three of the closest guys on this whole team. It's funny, you think when guys are competing and battling for a job that they won't be so close, but it's like those three guys are all rooting for each other. Those three guys want what's best for this football team. So whether it's Ryan, Matt, or Dave, and I feel like the other two would be fine with, you know, these names stuck. They're always together. They're always picking each other's brains. So they play a lot of life. They all throw good balls. I feel like that the quarterback situation, although a lot of people wouldn't think, I feel comfortable with. You know, you have a guy named like Dave who's been in the fire, you know, a lot of times, been the heat of battle, been to a Pro Bowl. You have a guy like Matt who came in last year and did such a good job. So a lot of people, you know, are very comfortable with him. Then you got a guy like Ryan who comes in, you know, knows the system. He's very smart, very, very mature to be such a young guy and come to work every day, you know, and works very hard. You know, I feel like we're in good hands. All three of them will be fine, I feel like.
And now you got a glimpse into the presence, Hard Knocks cameras. I couldn't talk to you without bringing up Hard Knocks at least once. I mean, how do you feel about that going into camp and being the subject of Hard Knocks?
It didn't bother me at all. You know, you kind of get used to it. At first when the cameras were around, it was a little awkward, but after a while you get like second nature. You know, last time I played, you know, we played Sunday in front of a lot of cameras, so
yeah.
you can't let, you know, something like that bother you. So, I mean, I feel like you just prepared everybody, but especially those young guys, but, you know, getting ready to play on Sunday when it is a lot of people around and a lot of cameras around, and it sheds a new light on this Miami Dolphins organization, who I feel like has a negative rep, you know, over the last few years. I feel like it's a good thing to do, and I feel like, you know, it'll be fun.
Right. I mean, you mentioned that negative, I guess, perception of the Dolphins. What do you think needs to be done? I mean, is Hard Knocks a thing that is needed to change that perception, or do you think there's something – I mean, what do you think needs to change or occur for the Dolphins in order for the perception to change?
For one, I feel like it's a whole new era. You know, we have a whole new coaching regime, so a lot of things have changed, and I feel like people getting a chance to see this Hard Knocks, you know, kind of see the people, the coaches, you know, in the new light, or kind of see the players in the new light. So I feel like people will take a liking to, you know, this team personally as opposed to just seeing them on Sunday. And I feel like they're trying to get a sense of the type of people we have on this team, which I believe, that's why I believe that a lot of people are liking. I mean, a lot. I believe the healthy team a lot. You know, I'm trying to.
So tell me, are you going to watch Hard Knocks when it actually airs?
I thought I said no, I'd just be lying, but I will check it out. I'm not sure what time to come on, but if it's not on too late, then I'm for sure, you know, record it and get it. Everybody wants to see what they look like on TV. So I will check it out.
And Charles, when I sit back and look at, you know, what you accomplished your rookie year, did some games where you had some nice breakout plays, put up some nice numbers, your scouting report, and the role that it seems that you'll play in 2012 for the Dolphins. I find myself comparing you to a guy like a Larry Centers type from a number of years ago. I mean, how do you feel about that comparison?
I feel it fit. You know, I like to think of myself as, you know, I'm hoping one day to, you know, it'll be a guy coming in there like, you know, you remind me of a Charles Clay. You know, I want to put my name out there in its own kind of light. But you know, I feel like it fits. You know, any guy who comes in and is very productive and, you know, like a guy like Larry Fincher, and is a big guy at that, who can move a lot. You know, I feel like it's a good comparison.
Right. When I think about numbers and why I mentioned Larry Centers, I mean, what I think, and I'll put a number out there of where I think, you know, from a reception perspective, I see you contributing to this offense. I'm curious to get, you know, what you feel about it. I mean, you may back off and say you have no comment on it, but I'd like to throw it out there. I'm seeing something like 60 receptions for like 600, 700 yards. What do you think about that?
I tell you, I would love, you know, something like that. But at the same time, you know, you set goals for yourself, and of course, I want my goals to be, you know, somewhere around that range. But like I said, I'm more of a team type of guy. As long as our team is winning, that number could be more or less, and I'm completely fine with it. But you know, you know, going in, you just hoping for, you know, injury-free season, and I'm hoping to get up to a lot faster stuff than I did last year.
Well, Charles, I appreciate the time. Best of luck to you in camp this year and headed into the season. Excited to see how the Dolphins and, you know, you are going to be used in that offense this year.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.